Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Fast Lane Sport Nation. We have a royal show for you tonight. I am without Christina tonight on the airwaves, but she will be tuning in and texting, correcting me tonight. So be with me and navigate through talking dirty. Hola, but tonight we will take a look at and talk about now in New Hampshire. We've got a World of Outlaws. Just spent half a week at Eldora. We've got penalty box and so more. Keep it fit tuned right here to the Licks and Sticks Radio Network for the next 2 hours. It's just you and me tonight. Let's go!
Live from the 357 Woodworks Studios in Stark County on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tonich.
Oh, that's right. This is Fast Lane Sports Show, presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. Thank God it's Monday. That's right. It's Monday. That means that it's time for another episode of the Fast Lane Sports Show. Thank you for tuning in tonight on the Flicks and Sticks Radio Network. I appreciate it. I feel like Kyle Larson tonight without my crew chief, although he'll get Cliff back next. But yeah, I feel like I'm just going to be running through the next couple of hours without my crew chief. Tuning in, you know, correcting me on things that are wrong, but I'm going to try and make through the night tonight and bring you everything that I can. We've got a huge show tonight. We've got a lot to cover in dirt racing. Big, huge. They call July the month of me, and it's for this season that we're going to talk about tonight. We've got a lot to talk about. The World of Outlaws just spent 4 days at Eldora Speedway, and the track probably wasn't even there. Well, he wasn't there. Big night, final night of those, because he was racing that night. So we'll talk about what the Outlaws did last week. I'm going to try and pick a penalty box, unless Christina wants to text me one that she might have. Otherwise, again, she's leaving it up to me, folks. I can't promise anything tonight. But we've also got NASCAR. They just spent the weekend in New England, New Hampshire, in Loudon, New Hampshire Speedway. We'll talk about that. Surprise, surprise. We've got another first touchdowner of 22. Not clear. This is his second career win in the Cup Series. But somebody who dominated New Hampshire even in the Xfinity Series as he came up through the ranks. Dominate again. Well, not dominate. Didn't dominate the race. But he wins again in New Hampshire. So we'll talk about that. We've got a lot to do. Lots to talk about. Some sponsors first, because as you know, this show would not be possible without the great sponsors that we do have. And of course, first and foremost, the company that has been with the Fast Lane Sports since the very first episode, the Chris Christine part of that episode, Wayne County Speedway was part of that episode, but our very first podcast episode, Barbasol was there since literally day one of the Fast Sports Show. So huge shout out to Barbasol for once again coming on in 2022. Now, I thank them every year for doing what they do because they have to do what they do for us, because obviously we are not a very big show to get them thousands of new customers every week. But they're a local company. We're a local radio show, so they're from Ohio. Obviously, we're from Ohio. Half of us, the other half. Sunny South Florida. But Barbasol has been with the show since the very beginning. So thank you, Barbasol. They make it possible for the listeners to call in with the Barbasol phone line. In fact, the phone lines will be open every show. If you want to call in and hurt me for getting something wrong, or call in for Christina for a couple minutes, the phone lines are open, 657-383-1903. I warn you, though, if you want to fill in, you've got big shoes to fill. So my co-host, she has big shoes to fill. So if you're going to call in, you better bring your game with you, because she will be listening. And if you don't do a good job, you may be the next one in the bell box. But no, thank you, Barbell, for making it possible for us to have a phone line. 357 Woodworks, another local company. He has provided me with some beautiful handmade wooden trophies that I had to finish that were used for various things throughout this year and the years that come for the show with the different fantasy leagues that we do. We did an NFL playoff league that we do every year. We're in the middle of our NASCAR fantasy league right now that we had 12 people besides Christina and I, because obviously Christina and I are going to be in the league, whether it's just the two of us every year or everybody else who wants to sign up. It's obvious, it's free to join, and you can join any year, every year that you want. But we had 12 people sign up this year to join us. So we've got 4 total people in the league this year, and we're coming down to the last six races of the regular season. One of our other sponsors, WG of 3557, we're speaking to them, though, before I move on. Obviously, with the trophies that they make, our lovely studios that we're in tonight. So thank you to Scott over at 3577 Woodworks for being a supporter, sponsor, and friend of the show. Well, also Debbie Photography, another sponsor of the show, friend of the show. She's actually in the league as well, but she's put together a very nice gift basket for the regular season points winner this year. The show has thrown in Barbasol stuff, so the gift basket will have some Barbasol stuff in it, merchandise and sweat. Plus, she's throwing some gift cards and other things. It's going to be awesome. It's that for our regular season points champion. So we'll talk about who leads the points as of right now, but there's still six races to go. And it's at this point, there's about six different people that could win the regular season points championship in our league right now. So they got in at first place right now. You do not have first place by much. And if you're in the league and you're listening to the show, I did post the standings earlier today. So so Debbie G Photography 3557 Woodworks. Barbasol. We also got Margaret Gazzano Designs. Go over to Margaret Gazzano Designs on Facebook. Give them a like if you need something custom made, whether it's a gift for an anniversary, a birthday, a baby shower, wedding shower, whatever it might be. Check out Gazzano Designs on Facebook and check out some of the awesome things that Brie has made over there. She does phenomenal work. Everything is custom handmade that she does. So check out Margazzano Designs on Facebook. You can see all of the things that she's made in the past. Everything is custom made. So she posts, you know, she's tumblers. She does the tumbler with the glitter in her and everything. She can custom make those for whatever you might need. If there's something on there that she has made for somebody else, you see it, you're like, oh man, that's nice. You know, maybe I want something kind of like that. You know, you get an idea of what you might want to give for a gift. So head over to Margazzano Designs on Facebook today. That's most of the sponsors that we have on the show. I think it's time to get dirty. Right, it's time to get dirty, and it's time to do it. Talking dirty on the Fast Lane Sports Show. Thanks once again for tuning in tonight as I try to navigate tonight alone and try and bring you all of the information that Christina and I would normally be doing. She is playing a little under the weather tonight. So I told her, I said, don't even worry about it. She was all worried. Maybe come on front for now. I said, don't worry about it. So she's at home getting rest. She is listening, though. So again, like if you call in and you try and help me with the either dirt racing or NASCAR, again, be prepared. She's listening. And she'll be critiquing you and I as well. So I will be doing everything I can to not land myself in the penalty box next week. So let's get right down to it. At the World of Outlaws, they are the most recent 410 Sprint Car Series to have. And I kicked off the week last week. Now, we did our show on Monday. They kicked off their huge week on Tuesday, and it was the Brad Doty Classic at Attica. That was, from what I heard, a great race. Obviously, you've drivers were showing up this race all over the country. This is Brad Doty, if you don't know, is like he's almost godfather of dirt racing, sprint car racing. He's a legend among sprint car drivers, and we obviously have a race named after him every year at Attica. I got to meet him a few weeks ago at Ohio Sprint Speedway Weeks. He was at Wayne County Speedway. Probably would still be driving. Him and Jack Hatfield would probably still be battling each other on the dirt if Brad had not got a bad accident in his sprint car. It left paralyzed, I believe, from the waist face down. He is in a wheelchair. But he is a man that pioneered Ford and sprint car racing. He was a legend, and a lot of guys looked up to him. I'm sure a lot of guys probably got into dirt racing and sprint car racing because of Brad. But because of all of that, Attica every year in July has a Brad Doty Classic. And we didn't even have 410 regular win the race. To honor a 410 sprint car driver, but somebody I'm sure who followed Brad when he was just a wee little lad, and probably one of the reasons I'm sure to 410 car racing and dirt racing, one race, Mr. Kyle Larson, shocker, right? Kyle Larson, he's winning everything, guys. Right before this race, and at Lernerville the week before. On July 6th, he ran the Silver Cup at Lernerville, and he won two. So he goes to Atlanta last Tuesday and gets the win there, wins the Brad Doty Classic. He bout Donnie Schatz, Brad Sweet. Now I'm going to mention 10th place for this race was Sheldon Houdenshield. Now remember that. Sheldon Houdenshield finished 10th. At Attica for the Brad Doty Classic. This is a World of Outlaws sanctioned event. So all of the races I talk about from here on out until I say otherwise will be World of Outlaws sanctioned events, which means points. World of Outlaw points. Going into last day, Sheldon Houdenshield was like 42 points. Out first place behind Brad Sweet in second. Sheldon was in second behind Brad Sweet. Right? Remember that. He finished the Brad Doty Classic event. We move on from Tuesday. We start King's Royal Week. This is a four-day event at Eldora. Huge week of racing. People schedule their vacation from work around them this week. That's how big it is. There are people that go to every single night. They camp at Eldora. They live, breathe, eat, drink, sleep, sweat, and just take in the entire week at Eldora for the King's Royal Week. It is on my bucket list, obviously, to go to the, because if you're a dirt racing fan, you go to King's Royal Week. I'm going to have to talk to a guy that I work with. He's also in a fantasy league. I'm going to talk to him Wednesday night and see how it was. He was there. He was there for the entire week. The guy that he helps pick with that races full-time at Wayne County Speedway went. It doesn't sound like too good of a first night for him, but we'll talk to Ty later in the week. I'll get some info from him on how it went, and of course, next Monday when we come back in, I will let everybody know what Ty thought of the race, what happened with Henry and Malquit, everything else. But Wednesday, July 13th, we kick off King's Royal Week at Eldora. It is the Joker's Wild Race. This is the first race of the week-long event, and I'm going to be saying two names quite a lot over the next however long it took me to talk about King's Royal Week, because we had two guys who swept the entire week. These two guys, they took turns. Nice of them. One win, and then he said, okay, I'll let you win the next one. And then he said, okay, I'll let you win the next one. It's all sure that David Gravel would have rather flip-flop the days that they won, because David Gravel will win night when he wins the Joker Wild race night one, and at Eldora he beat out Carson Macedo and Brian Brown. So that is your podium for the night. David Gravel starting off strong. Kings Royal Week. I don't have it in front of me. I forgot to look. I don't know. This was the 39th running of the Kings Royal. I'm sure Christina will correct here in 4 seconds. I can't tell you if David Gravel ever won the Kings Royal. So let me know here in a few seconds. But he wins night one. He wins the Joker is out. I should have looked it up. Stop, folks. Again, I apologize. That's strike one. All right. Strike one. Hopefully I avoid the next strikes for penalty box next week. In the race, again, now these are all World of Outlaws sanctioned events. Points, people. David Gravel won the race. Carson Macedo came second. That's guys that behind Sheldon going into the week that were chasing for the points and the point championship. They podiumed for a second. Sheldon Howden finished this race 12th. Not a top 10. Not a top 5. Not a podium. All right? This is what we were talking about last week with Sheldon. Seems like he's either checkers or wreckers. He's either winning. He's got 8 wins on the year. Going into the week, he was second points, 40 points behind Brad Sweet. And we're going to talk about what points look like here after we get through King Royal and top fives, top 10 wins, because you're going to scratch your head. You're going to be like, how is it possible? No, David Gravel has never won the Kings Royal. Okay, but he wins first night. He wins Joker's Wild Night. Now the second night number two, Adora, part of King Royal Week. This is a big race. $100,000 to win. $100,000 to win this race. This is the historical big one. You think $100,000 for one race? You're never going to believe who won. You're never going to guess. Well, okay, if you follow Dirt Racing, you probably know. The man who has been, we talked about him Monday. The man is on a hot streak. He's winning everything. He won Pennsylvania Speed Weeks. He won PA Speed Weeks. He won night two. He won the historical big one. $100,000 winner goes to Brad Marks. Podium wasn't even a World Outlaw regular podium. We got Brent Marks, Tyler Court, Sunshine for second, by Rico Abreu on third. That's your podium for two. The biggest, one of the biggest nights of Kings Royal, $100,000 to win, and you don't even have an Outlaw regular on the podium. Crazy. Brent Marks winning night number two, getting $100,000. Wins the $100,000 race. Night two, Kings Royal. All right, now here. This is the third race of the week. Third paying race of the World of Outlaw Week. Sheldon Hatfield finishes this race 11th. Another not top 10 finish for Sheldon Howden's Shield. Night number four. Okay, we've had some great racing so far. We've had Mother Nature trying her hardest to spoil the Kings Royal week. She tried right on day. She was successful. It was a late race, but got it in. And we had some decent weather the rest of the week. Friday wasn't too bad. Okay, the third night of the week, it's the night before the Kings Royal, and it's spelled like Sir King, a K-N-I-G-G-H-T, the night before. Aren't they? They're so creative with these races, aren't they? The night before the King's Royal. This is all at Eldora. This is night number three. And again, David Gravel gets another win. He wins night number three, the night four, the King's Royal. And I already ruined it for you, didn't I? I already spoiled it, huh? Rico Abreu comes in second. Brad Sweet, there he is. Brad Sweet, another podium for the year. Not a win, but it's a podium. Another top five finish. Brad Sweet, Sheldon and Haldenschild, 11. Again, misses the 10. Misses the top five. Misses a podium on the third night of the King's Royal. So now we move to night number four. This is it. This is the mother of all races week. This is the big one. This is the 39th running of the King's Royal. We've had three races to lead up to the big night. The stakes are high. $175,000 to win. $175,000 is on the line. Who could take it? Can a world regular take it? I don't know. We'll find out after this break. I'm just kidding. Night number four, the big night. This is the 39th annual running of the King Royal. The 39th running of the King's Royal. $175,000 to win. Brent Marks wins it. Beats out Donnie Schatz and Carson Aceto, two outlaw regulars. So at least we have a couple outlaw regulars on podium for the final night of the King's Royal, the 39th and running of the King's Royal. But Brent Marks, he podiumed twice all week. He was only on the podium twice all week. He even podium at the Brad Doe Classic. But the two podiums he got won him $275,000. Four nights of work. He got paid $275,000 for four nights of work. Tell you what, that's not bad earnings for a few nights of work. And you go out, you got some engine flaps. You get an engine, some heat in the engines. You run around the pit or the track a couple times. You come back, you look at it, you make sure everything's looking good, everything's tight, the wheels are tight, shocks are good, the wings are tight. You go out. You run your heat laps. You run your qualifying laps, you run your heat races, and then you get ready to run a 20, 25, or 30 lap main event race. Four nights of that, and you earn $275,000. So congratulations to Brent Marks, who is just on fire. He wins PA Speed Weeks. He goes and wins $275,000 in two races at King's Royal. This is so hot and on fire right now. He has to wear different fire suits next time he races. Just keep the car from catching on fire. But I'll tell you what. And in the final night, so here we go. Here's another stat for you before we talk about the points, because we're talking about Sheldon Haldenschild, who was second in the points in the World Outlaw points going into last week, going in Tuesday, into the Brad Doty Classic. Sheldon Haldenschild was only 42 points out of three wins on the right. The final night, the King's Royal, 39th running of the King's Royal, $175,000 on the line. Now I'm going to have to find out what happened. I need to research a little bit. He started 23rd, so he barely got in the show. Started 23rd. Out of 24 drivers, ladies and gentlemen, he got a DNF. Didn't even finish. He finished 24. This is what we mean with Sheldon. Listen, he's a local kid. I cheer for him. The two World of Outlaws that I've been to, he won both. One at Wayne County Speedway years ago. The other one at Atomic just a few months ago. So both World of Outlaws I've been to, he won. I cheer for him. He's our kind of home driver. We have Wayne County Speedway as our home track. He's our home driver. He's from Ohio. He's from 20 minutes down the street. Sheldon, come on, man. this is what we this week when we're talking about it, it's either checkers with you. 657-383-1903. That's the number to call. That's the Barbasol phone line number to call if you want to weigh in on this. What do you think, though, Sheldon? I talked to a few dirt racing fans at work that I work with. A couple got big into dirt racing as well. And the one guy is just very adamant that this is Sheldon's last year racing for Stenhouse Marshall Racing and with NOS because, Tyler Courtney, he's another NOS driver. Chris Windham, he's another NOS driver. You've got some of this your talent also that really, Chris went big. He's a big winner, a big time, I believe, USAC statute, the wingless, dirt sprint cars. He's phenomenal in that. He's been running more. I've noticed he's been more with the All-Stars this year as well. But Tyler Courtney, obviously, he wins the championship his first full season last year with the All-Stars. He's leading the All-Star points now. He's got three wins this year and leads the All-Star points. I mean, he's leading guys like Justin Peck and Cap Henry, Parker Price, Wise. Those are the guys below him. Chase, he's on pace to not he's got a 7-4 lead now. He's on pace his second champion for others guys that I don't think so. I mean, Sheldon, he still has 8 wins this year. He is still getting NOS to drink. Two Victor team. They want a World of Outlaws championship. Every sponsor wants a championship. Every spot, look at Brad Sweet. He's had Napa for how long? He's got him 4 championships, 3 consecutive last 3 years in the Outlaws. So, these sponsors, they come on board. Not only do they want to get to 3 lane every race, they want a championship too. So, NOS has all-star championship. The title sponsors of the World of Outlaw 410 Sprint Car Series. How awesome would it have been to have Sheldon Houdenshield and them a championship in the series that they sponsor with the driver that they sponsor. So I can see, but he does run so well, though. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to go back through and look at the history of Sheldon at Eldora. Maybe Eldora is just not his style of racetrack. Not one top 10. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't following Saturday night. We were busy. We had stuff going on Saturday night. I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know why he had the DNF. I'm sure Christina will correct me here in a minute. It wasn't his week. You can't have weeks like this because now we look at the points. David Gravel gets 2 wins while you can't muster a top 10. And now David Gravel is in second place where he was leaving Comic Speedway. He's back up in second place. He's 40 points back. Carson Missy is third place with 58 points back. Sheldon steps back to 4 now. All the way back down 4th place out of 1st place now. No, Brad Sweet did not have a huge week Eldora either. But David Gravel did. David Gravel got two wins. Carson Macedo got two podiums, which is two to top threes. Brad Sweet got a podium. So, you know, these podiums and these wins. Brad Sweet got a podium last Tuesday at the Brad Doty Classic. So, you know, Brad Sweet gets two podiums in the week. Carson Simisco gets two podiums in the week. Gravel gets two wins in the week. All of that combined with not even getting a top 10, only one top 10 in five races, and one of the races you get a DNF, that's what hurts you. You can't bank on that happening, Brad Sweet. You need to stay in the gas pedal and keep the hammer down because Brad Sweet is going to beat you with consistency. That's how he wins his championships. He doesn't have to have 14, 15 wins a season to win a championship. Obviously, we've seen it. He just has to have 5, 6, 7 wins, but he is going to beat you with consistency. Now you're saying, okay, well, let's look at the points because Mr. Consistency right now would be David Gravel. It would be, but he's being more consistent now, and he's catching up to Brad Sweet consistency category now, but Brad Sweet has been this way all year. So it's hard. When somebody is consistent like Brad Sweet from the very first race of the season, from the very first paying race season, all the way through mid-July, when he has racked up the top 10s, top 5s, and the podiums, not necessarily the wins, podiums in the top 5s, when he's doing that all year, and then you start to do it at the end of June and through July, you're going to be in a big hole, and you're not going to be in first. Brad Sweet, one win, 22 top 5s, 34 10s. That's a pretty good season so far out of 40 races. We've ran 40 races now. Saturday was the 40th race of this season. Okay. You say let's David Gravel. Let's get his stats. He's 42 points back. He's in place now. He's got four wins. Okay. He's got three more wins than Brad Sweet. He's got 22 top fives. He's got the same amount of top fives, Pete. And he's 35 top 10. He's got one more better top 10 than Brad Sweet. But David Gravel hasn't been consistent all year. That is where Brad Sweet is going to beat you. And as long as he does that, and as long as you are checkers or wreckers, he's going to continue to win championships because he has been in this sport long enough. He's ran all of these tracks numerous times. He knows where he's strong. He knows where he's weak. He knows when to be consistent, and he knows how to race this point system to stay in first place. Carson Macedo in third, 58 points back, 7 wins. Just a month ago, he was in second place, 40 points from Brad Sweet. It's like you guys get to 40 points, get to within 40 to Brad Sweet. They have a week where they can't finish a race. And they're like, why I can't catch Brad Sweet? Why has he got to be the win championships every year? Well, it's because these guys, they get close and then they trip over themselves. So Carson Macedo, he's got 21 top fives and 31 top tens. Sheldon Houdenshield in fourth, 80 points back. He had 8 wins. He's the winningest World of Outlaw driver to date this year in this season. 17 top fives. He doesn't even have 20 top fives yet. 29 top tens. So top tens ain't so bad. He's right there. Man right below
Logan Schuhart rounds out top five. He's 122 points back. He's got one win, 18 top fives, 3 top 10. So he's one better than Sheldon in the top fives and the top 10 categories. And you can see Logan starting to chip away that Brad Sweet's got as well. Logan's starting to get the podiums. The podiums are starting to come to Logan. Shark Racing is doing phenomenal right now compared to they were last year, this year time, especially Jacob Allen. Jacob Allen has 3 wins so far on the year. He's having a career year. Now, Eldora was not very, very kind to Jacob Allen this week either. But aside from that, having a phenomenal 39 features. Him and Spencer Baston both have 39 features and 7. Jacob Allen, 3 wins on the year, 18 top 10. So he's having a phenomenal year. Spencer Baston, well, another young up-and-coming driver in the World Outlaws. He's got 39 starts, 2 wins, and 23 top 10s, and they're both chasing, the man that Donnie Schatz, who a lot of these kids under have looked up to, and, a lot of the kids that are in racing now probably are in it because of that, so, and he's in 6th in points with 1 win on the year. So we've got lots of wins in the top 12. Giovanni Scalzi, he got 2 wins on the year. Brock Zierfoss, he's got in on the and in the top and the only driver without it so far this year, which, again, talked about this last week, a huge surprise to me, is James McFadden. He's got 21 top 10s, 12 top 5s, though. He's been right there, I think, maybe just first year of being Ross Motorsports, getting used to this car, getting used to this equipment, getting used to the crew. Getting these cars set up, like Karina said last, if he would have stayed with Casey Kane again this year, and that 9 car, he might have had a couple wins already this year. But him and Kane Racing, they split A's. They're obviously still great friends because Atomic, James McFadden parked right next to Brad Sweet and Casey Kane, and those three walking the entire night, sitting in their drivers meeting. When they weren't in the cars and they were on the cars, they were right there talking to each other. So there's obviously no ill feelings between them. But James McFadden, he's with the 83 team of Roth Motors this year, winless, but he's qualified for every main event year so far. So I think another year or two being the 83 car with that equipment and that crew, I think we might see a few wins over the next couple years for James in that 83 car. But when it comes to the wins, I mean, wins are spread out amongst the top drivers. It's great. There's such great competition. So with that great competition is where Sheldon needs to be a lot more consistent championship, in my opinion. This is just my opinion. Sheldon's obviously not listening to the show, but if he were, and he was listening to the show, you just got to keep your head straight. Just got to get back to the grind. You'll snap out of it. It's a rut. It's just a rut. He dumped the cushion a little bit this week. He needs to straighten the car out of it, get it going, back on track, and the wins and the top 10, top 5s, they'll come back. But definitely cannot let this week get him down. He needs to stay motivated. His crew needs to keep him motivated and keep pressing on, because the schedule doesn't get any easier, but there's not much of it left either. So they come back on the 20th, Wednesday, They will come back into a little PA swing. So had a great week of racing in Ohio. Now we go to Pennsylvania, where we will kick off the swing at Port Royal on Wednesday. Then we have, now here we go. We've got another great weekend event planned at Williams Grove Speedway for the Outlaws. Champion Racing Oil, Champion Race Oil, Summer Nationals. Champion Racing Oil, Summer Nationals at Williams Grove Speedway, a two-day event for the 44 and Sprint Cars. So this is a huge weekend event, Williams Grove, and I can't wait to come back on next day and talk about who won that championship at Williams Grove Speedway. It's going to be great racing, so keep your eyes peeled on that for that. And then they go, that's for this week, and then they have a week off. They'll go to New York. They'll race Saturday and Sunday at Weedsport Speedway in Weedsport, New York, Saturday and Sunday, 30th and the 31st, for the Empire State Challenge weekend. And then it's the beginning of August. You know what that means. It is time for the Ironman 55. At Federated Auto Parts Raceway at I-55 Pebley. That is a two-night event that leads to Knoxville National. So we have some great events coming up for the World of 410 Sprint Car Series. It's going to be a great next couple weeks of racing. And if you tune in every Monday, we'll have all of the results for you right here on the Fast Lane Sports Show by Hardcore Fishing Game. Big shout out to Hardcore for Fishing being the title sponsor again for the second year in a row. They came on about half through last year. They came on and they agreed to come back on again this year. So big shout out to the guys over at Hardcore Fishing Game. Thank you. We talked about the Silver 31 at Lernerville. We'll talk a little bit about the All-Stars real quick before we take a break. Wednesday, July 6th, they were at Lernerville for the Silver Cup 31. This is the Don Martin Memorial Race that Lernerville builds every year. I mentioned Ken Carson got that win. He beats out Brent Marks. Big shocker, right? Brent Marks comes in sec. Engine Peck also on podium for that race. Friday, July 8th, they were at Ransomville Speedway in New York. Parker Price Miller picking up win there, beating out Henry and Chris Windham, the man we talked about, who will be making his all-star debut next year. So look out for that. Saturday, July 9th, the All-Star go to State Line Speedway again in New York, and Hunter Schoenberg gets the win there. He beats out Tyler Courtney and Zeb Wise. Tyler Courtney, it's been a minute since Ty Courtney has had NOS in victory lane as well. He got three wins on the year. But he's got to watch out that man in second, because that man in second is chomping at the bit to take over that point lead. Tyler Courtney, his last came in Ohio Speed Week 7 in Waynesfield, Ohio, at Waynesfield Raceway Park on June 16th. That was Tyler Courtney's last star win, and before that it was another couple months since he had won. Before that, he had two wins at Attica back in April, and then he won in June in one of the Ohio Sprint Speedway. Those are the only three wins. It is I'm telling you what. The rumor is Tyler Courtney will be moving up to the Outlaw next year. Tyler Courtney needs to focus on the All-Stars. Not saying he's not. He's had quite a few podiums in those wins. But Parker Price, Justin Peck is only 74 points back. He's got four wins. Justin Peck has four wins on the year. And they've all come very, very recently with quite a few podiums as well. He's either won or been a podium at least six or seven of the last 10 rain races. So Tyler Courtney, again, he needs to get focused. Whatever it is that maybe has him distracted, he needs to get focused. All-Stars come back on the 22nd July, which is Friday. They will be at Lake Ozark Speedway in Eldon, Missouri for a two-night event there. That is the Beach Brawl. Night one is 8,000 to win. Win two is 10,000 to win. That is this Friday and Saturday. Maybe Tyler Courtney can pick up a win this week at the All-Stars and add to that win column. For the All-Stars, much like the out. Tyler Courtney's in first. He's got three wins, 20 top fives, 24 top tens. And this is, let's see here, points. There have been 20 features. So, you know, again, this is where consistency will win you championships. 28 features. Tyler Courtney has 24 top tens. But like I said, Justin Peck right behind him, only 74 points. He's got four win here and 20 top 10s out of the 28 features. Cat Henry in third from Bellevue, Ohio. He's got one win on the 18 top 10s. He missed feature, so that hurt him as well. He's 148 point back, but he only ran 27 features. Parker Price Miller from Indiana. He's got two wins on the year, 17 top 10s. Zeb Wise rounds out to the top five from Indiana. So our top five have four Indiana drivers and an Ohio driver. Zeb Wise with two wins on the year, 18 top 212 points back. But looming right there in sixth place from Missouri, which is where we're going here this weekend, is Hunter Schoenberg. He's got four wins on the year, but he missed two features. That hurt. He's only got 15 top 10 as well, 234 points. But Zeb Wise needs to be looking in his rearview mirror for Hunter Schoenberg. All right, that wraps up our 4-10 sprint car racing for Talking Dirty. I am not even going to attempt the late model talk, as again I am crew chief this week. Kyle Larson, I feel pain. I don't have my go-to co-host with me tonight. She is a little under the weather and resting at home. So I'll just stick to the 410 Sprint Car series, the Outlaws and the All-Stars. We've got them all up. They're all caught up. They get back racing this weekend. So be sure to either subscribe to Full Race, subscribe to Drive to Dirtvid. You can also download. It's free. It's not free. It's two or $3 for an entire year, and then it renews on its own. But it's called Race Monitor. It's an app you can download on your phone. From there, you can keep with all, major racing nationwide, worldwide also. The All-Stars are on. The Outlaws are on there. Most of small-town short tracks are on there as well. So if you make it to a race at Learnerville or Jennerstown, you can download the Race Monitor app. And that night, I've seen you can click on, and you can keep up with all divisions of things. that night at your home track or the nationwide series that tours all over the country. So you can, there's multiple ways to keep up with everybody this week. And, or, you know, if you got a friend that has Flow Racing, go watch some racing this weekend, or Dirt Vision, go watch some World of Outlaw race this weekend on Dirt Vision. All right, wraps up for talking this week. Hopefully next week, Christina will be able to join me. We will talk about late models. We'll wrap up this weekend's racing in World of Outlaws and the All-Stars next Monday as well on a brand new edition of Talkin' Dirty. And Talkin' is brought to you every Monday night by Racin' Chasin' Apparel. Racer Chase Apparel. Be sure to check out racerchasinapparel.com. We've got a great inventory of merchandise from shirts to koozies to pop sockets for your phones. Be sure to head over to racerchasinapparel.com. They are having a special all. It's a birthday month special. I believe 35% or 36% off your order. So be sure to head over there. You can like them on Facebook. You can follow them on Twitter, Instagram, or go to their website for all of their merchandise. Keep it tuned right here to the Fishing Flames Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we will talk NASCAR New Hampshire. We'll be right back.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man.
He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with the devil's nerve, make a car dance across the mud, and haul and shine with his regular lines, and the track got in his blood. He was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot, but man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the field, the steering wheel, and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing tide or a barroom fight, old Stroker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hell raiser, and a racetrack Romeo. Mama, lock your daughters up, that foul bunch is back in town. And them little girls get frisky when...
Oh, all right, welcome back to the show. This is the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishinggame.com and check out their line of and merchandise. You can even get custom-made merchandise. from Hardcore Fishing Games. Be sure to check them out. They go to hardcorefishinggames.com and check out their great line of clothing. Whether you're a fisherman or a hunter, sir, whatever you might do, whether it's summer or winter, they've got what you need to make it custom. So customize it as well. All right. NASCAR was back this week. Race number 20, the regular season, and we're in Loudoun, New Hampshire, New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and it was a dominating race for one man from green flag, almost to the finish, almost domination by one driver. He came up just a little bit short. Martin Truex Jr. sat on the pole for the race, but some late race cautions kind of cost him the win. But his fate got the win. So Joe Gibbs Racing sat on the pole, and they got the win. Christopher Bell gets the win. He is our 14th different driver to win race this year. Now, listen, only 16 drivers make the playoffs. And since we've entered the win and you're in era of the NASCAR playoffs, we have never had more than 16 drivers get a win in a regular season. This year, we have 14. So that means that basically you're going to have to get a win to get into the playoffs this year. They talked to Truex Jr. about it. He doesn't seem to care. He thinks he's going to be in the playoffs even if he didn't get a win. Ryan Blaney, on the other hand, he is very concerned, and he is looking to get a win. Both of these drivers are in the top 16 in points right now, and neither one of them have a win. So that is where, you know, you've got different mindsets here. You've got who is a championship driver who is borderline arrogant and cocky, who thinks that he's going to make the playoffs. Don't need a win. We'll get in, man. Don't worry about it. This was before the race. This was before we had our 14th driver get a win. Now, if you look at the regular season points, Ryan Blaney is third in the regular season points. Martin Truex is fourth. Now, those two drivers don't have a win. Also in the top 16 without a win is Kevin Harvick and Eric Almirola. Hey, you have to go outside the top 16 because if you have a win, remember, if you have a win, you are in. So Chase Briscoe and Denny Hamlin would be in the playoffs. Those two drivers having wins and being outside the top 16 in points, that is what hurts Eric Almirola and Kevin Harvick. Eric Almirola and Kevin Harvick would be out if the playoffs were to start coming weekend. Those two drivers would be out. Now, here's where Martin Truex Jr. needs to kind of be careful because Kevin Harvick has kind of come on in the last few weeks. I think he is getting fire lit underneath his butt as well because let's go here to the playoff ranking. Martin Truex Jr. has one more playoff point than Ryan Blaney, but Ryan Blaney has quite a few points more than Martin Truex Jr. and quite a few more per points than Kevin Hart. So let's say that we get 16 winners this year. Just 16. Which is what we need for the playoffs. We've got six races to go. Kevin Harvick is only 60 points behind Martin Truex Jr. Okay, you see where I'm going with? We have six races to go. If Kevin Harvick can beat Martin Truex Jr. by 12 or 14 points a race over the next six races, if neither one of them gets a win, and we only have 14 drivers with a win, so we'll only have two spots available for non-winning drivers. If Kevin Harvick can outpoint Martin Truex Jr. by 12 or 14 points over the next races, Harvick will be in the playoff, and Martin Truex Jr. will not. So though this is where the crew is telling Martin Truex Jr. No, we need to get a win. We need to stay focused and get a win. Ryan Blaney is 105 points ahead of Kevin Harvick. Six races ago, we've got Pono. You know, it's kind of hard to miss a shit now with these cars. So don't really have to worry about that. But what we do need to worry about, we are going to a track. We shift, three to four times a lap? How many laps is Pocono this? Let's take a little look real quick. I'm seeing this up because we had some shifting issues at New Hampshire, where we weren't shifting even that much. And now we're going to Pocono, where we shift four times. I mean, who knows? We were shifting a couple times at New Hampshire. We might be shifting four, six times a lap at Pocono. 160 laps. So you've got 160 laps. Let's say we only shift four times a lap. That's 640 shifts for the race. And we were seeing some shift failures in a couple cars this past weekend at New Hampshire. I'm sure that as that was happening this past Sunday, many teams, many engineers, many crew chiefs were like, huh? We're going to Pocono. No. We're going to Pocono next. After that, we go to Indianapolis for the road course race, where we will be shifting again. And then after that, we go to Richmond. Well, we've got Michigan in between. And then another road course before we finish it all with the big one at Daytona. So I'm sure there's quite a few mechanics, engineers, crews who are paying attention to New Hampshire and seeing these drivers. What, Corey LaJoy had shifting issues. Eric Almirola had shifting issues. These guys, Eric Almirola, Stuart Haas Racing. We're not talking about some fly-by-night team that know how to build a car. We're talking about Stuart Haas Racing, Corey LaJoy. They get their cars from Hendrick. So big manufacturers, big teams having shifter failure issues at New Hampshire. So I'm sure a lot of teams were paying attention to that, especially going to Pocono this weekend with the plus on the line. Again, we've got Martin Truex Jr. We've got Ryan. We've got four drivers in the top 16 without a win, and as we sit right now, we've only got two spots left for drivers that don't have a win. Ryan Blaney, Martin Truex Jr. They happen to be, a good distance ahead in the points to where they're safe for now, but you get 16 drivers. If we get, let's say Eric Jones gets a win. Let's say Austin Dillon gets a win. Coming, you get Eric Jones and Austin Dillon get a win in a couple weeks. Let's say each which win the next week. Let's say Eric Jones wins at Pocono, and Austin Dillon win Indy. Now you've got Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, Kevin Harvick, and Eric Almirola outside the playoffs. The only way for them to get in, and this is where Denny Hamlin really needs to start focusing. He's got two wins. Chase Briscoe only has the one. So I think Denny Hamlin is safe in the playoffs. But if Eric Jones and Austin Dillon get wins, that knocks Martin Truex Jr., Ryan, Kevin Hunt, and Aaron Rolla out of the playoffs. But let's say that Ryan Blaney does get a win. Well, now, even with a win, Austin Dillon would be out of the playoffs because he's lowest in the points. So you would still have Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, Eric Almirola out of the playoffs. You Eric Jones in and Blaney in. And with a win, Austin Dillon would be out. You've got to be in the top 16 in points. The highest pointed drivers with wins will get into the playoffs. So it's coming down to it's going to be crazy to see who even makes the playoffs right now. So Christopher Bell gets the win. He is our 14th driver to get a win in 2022. It's his second career win. He won last year. I believe it was the second race of the year, the Daytona Road Course, is where Christopher Bell got his. What is with the road courses and drivers getting their career wins at road courses? Christopher Bell got it last year. This year, we've had Ross Chastain, Daniel Suarez, and we've got a couple more road courses coming up. Chase Elliott comes in second yesterday. Bubba Wallace gets third. Martin Truex Jr. fourth. Harvick in fifth. So there you go. Let's take a look here at the result. Truex scored 53 points. Kevin Harvick 47. So even without the wins, Truex has to keep outpointing Kevin Harvick because if we only get the 15 winners, over the next 6 weeks, if everybody who has a win now continues to win, Martin Truex Jr. will be safe as long as he can keep out Kevin Harvick. Then Hamlin sixth, Brad Keselowski with a great run yesterday. Ash Chastain eighth, Daniel Suarez ninth. So Trackhouse Racing running together there. Good run by those guys. And then Kurt Busch with a 10th. He ran top five all day. His teammate finishing third. Jokes Racing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of top 10 spots. Joe Gibbs Racing or Joe Gibbs affiliated racing there with Bubba Wallace and Kurt Busch. Kyle Busch, all of the problems he had, he was still running top there towards the end. He slides to 12th. He finished 12th. But after two spins in race and the multiple issues that they had, still not a bad recovery for Kyle Busch. Busch get a 12th place finish. William Byron coming in 11th. He, Chase Elliott, the top running motorsport driver. William Byron 11th. Kyle Larson was just kind of down all yesterday. Ray ran up front. I believe he led a few laps. No, he didn't. He did not lead any laps. But he ran up front quite a bit. Slide back. Run up front, slide back. So he's got in the bag. But, I mean, he didn't even finish on the lap. Only 13 cars finished on the lead lap. So Carson even spent a lap down. So having some issues there at the end. Chase Briscoe, another driver with the win. He finished 15th, a lap down. Chris Buescher, who had a decent day. Again there with Ralph Fenway, Keselowski racing. Him and Keselowski were actually running fairly close to each other throughout the day. Ryan Blaney having issues all day yesterday. somebody who, again, can have issues. He finished 18th. They hold on to a top 20 finish. So some drivers who need wins, having runs yesterday, finishing top five, Martin Truex Jr., Harvick. Drivers who need wins, having miserable days. Again, Ryan Blaney having issues, finished 18th. Eric Almirola finished the race, so no DNF. His streak is still good. He still is the only driver with zero DNFs, but, having those shifting issues, he finished 18 laps down and in 31st. So another driver who needs to win to get in, having a very, very bad day. Let's go up here. Let me double check. Yep, Eric Almirola. So I didn't jinx him, Christina thought I would jinx him by picking him. And he was actually having a very good run, running very well throughout the day. And then all of a sudden, I think he was coming into pit or getting ready to leave his pit. He said he was in first and he couldn't get it to second, couldn't get it out of between first and second. And then on a restart, he couldn't get it out third into first or fifth. So he literally only had gear. He ended up having to go to the garage. They had to change some linkage there between the shifter and the trans axle because cars now, they don't have the standard pattern shifters. They've gone from four speeds, five speeds even. And it is a sequential shifter. So it's just when you want to shift and go up in gears, you pull it back one. When you want to downshift, you push it up. And so it's a brand new shifting system for these cars this year. So still working out the bugs. But really hasn't been too many shifting issues this year, which is why I say teams are probably perked up and listening, wanting to know what issues Corey LaJoie had, wanting to know what issues Eric Almirola had, because we are going to a we've had road course races now even this year. No issues with shifting. We have shifting issue New Hampshire, 20 races in, and like I said, teams are going to be asking those two teams a lot of questions. What happened? What went wrong? How'd you fix it? Because we're going to a track now where we're going to be shifting just like we do at a road three, four, possibly five times a lap now with that fifth gear. So that is how we're looking in the Cup Series. As far as the league goes, if anybody from the league is listening, we have a new points leader, Mr. Jeremy, finally, after 20 races. Jeremy finally is leading the points, and he's only got a 1 point lead over Ty. Debbie back to third, 20 back. Christina in fourth, 29 back, and Tristan up to fifth, top five in points with 40 points back. Our top five all have wins for the year. Now, at the end of the regular season, don't forget when the start, the points set to 100. For every win during regular season, you get 5 bonus points. This is where it's going to get tricky because our number 3 and number 4 in points, they got 3 wins on the year. So if the playoffs were to start this weekend, Debbie Christina would the playoffs with 115 points. That's where points reset after the regular season. Because you got a guy like Rodney. He's second to last. He's 13th in points. 151 points back, but got 2 wins on the year. So I would start right up there with Chris, who's got 2 wins. Jeremy, who's got wins. Those 3 guys be behind Christine, Debbie, who have 2 wins on the year. And then you've got Craig, Matt, Tristan, Ty, Nick, Aaron, and me. We've all got 1 win. So we would start the playoffs with 105 points. so far out of win 20 races is in. Anthony and Tasha still not gotten a win yet this year. So they will be hungry and looking for a win. Again, only 6 races till the playoff start. So there's not a lot of time left in the regular season. Some of us, because I'm in ninth, 92 points out of first. The regular season championship is all but out of reach for a few of us. You've got Matt last, 171 back. Rodney, 151 back. Craig, 34. Nick's 115 back. I'm 92 back. So with only 6 races to go, and the points that Jeremy and Deb and Ty, Christina have been put up the last few weeks. Tasha, Tasha's going to get a win here in the next couple weeks. I know it. I can feel she's going to get a win. But the points that those guys are putting up, some of us 9th, 10th, 11th, and back, the regular season championship, points championship is going to kind of be out of reach. But again, what we have to look forward to is when the playoffs start, the points reset. So while me and Christina have 3 wins and those 15 bonus points, that's a good size lead for the playoffs, but it's not so far out of reach like the regular season championship is now for a few of us. So that's where we're at with that. Again, a 8th basket for the regular season points champion in our league. Debbie Photography is putting up a beautiful gift. The show has done some stuff as well. So Arbasol, all merchandise and swag, along with some gift cards, Home Depot, Lowe's. Debbie G for Photography is also donating a photography session at a discounted price. A few free prints, I believe. So lots of great stuff in the gift basket that Debbie said I'm going to donate something as well. She's a great supporter of our show. We support them. She did our youngest son's senior picks last year. Turned out cool. She does senior pick, racing photography. If you need somebody to come out, if you're a driver, maybe the wife of a driver or a family member or a track or a promoter, and you need racing pictures, photography, make sure you shout out to Debbie G Photography. But she wanted to give to the show and do something out like this. So she has done this gift basket for the league. I'm sure that she'll do stuff later in the year for even listeners as well. I'm also, like I said, 357 Woodworks. They have made beautiful handmade wooden trophies for us to use for different things. We've got some beautiful 3D trophies. We've got some plaques. They made some flat plaques that I'm going to go up to Bonnie's Gallery up here in downtown Massillon. She helped me put together the Fastlane Sports Show NASCAR League trophy that we have, the big trophy for the end of the year. Chan, she helped put that together and get some hardware for that. So I'm going to back up to her here and get some hardware for these trophies. But these, I'm going to take pictures and post them, but even pictures won't do justice to the beauty of these trophies. So I'm excited to get put together and use those for the show as well for different things. And Scott's going to provide me with trophies like these anytime I need. So basically, I'll say, hey, I need one of these and one of these, and he'll get them for me. So 355 Woodworks has been a huge supporter and sponsor of the show over the years. as well. I really appreciate what Scott does for us in the show. These last few years, appreciate that. The hat. We have the Barbasol hat that was autographed at Wayne County Speedway during Ohio Speedweeks when we were there. I was going to do the giveaway today, but my wonderful co-host was not here to help me with Turn Dirty. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to end it one more week. I've the names of people that have already registered, basically, for the hat. I'm going to extend it one more week and give people another opportunity, another week's worth of opportunities. Go on Facebook page. Go on the show's Facebook page. Find the hat post, giveaway for the hat post. Go there, find that, share it, like it. The way to get your name in is to comment on the post. So leave a comment. You could leave a comment like yo, or hey, or hi, or a thumbs up emoji, or a middle finger emoji. I don't care. Just find those posts and comment it, and you'll be entered into the drawing for the autographed Barbasol shave hat from Wayne County Speedway during Ohio Sprint Speedway. Names like Quendam, we talked about it. Tyler Queen, Henry Malkett's a regular Wayne County Speedway. Parker Price Miller, of course. Dan Dietrich signed the hat. Tony autographed the hat for us as well. So it's got some big names, and there's a few other names on there as well. I think 13, 14 on autographs all together on that hat. It's got some Wayne County dirt all over it as well. It was in the infield, the main event of the race there. So find the post, comment, share, like, get your name entered and registered to win the hat for that. I'm going to take another quick break, one more commercial break. On the other side of that break, we'll do the penalty box for this weekend. And then we run down of what's to come, all of that coming up right here after this. I got to take a drink. I'm the only one talking tonight. I'll be right back.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
All right, welcome back. This is the Fastest Sports Show presented by Hardcore Closing Game. Thank you for tuning in tonight and bearing with just me doing the entire hour show. I hope Christina getting much rest that she needs. Hopefully next Monday she is back with us 125% to help me do Talking Dirty, because Lord knows I can't do it without her. But I hopefully she gets better this weekend and can be back next month. You heard it was the Barbasol commercial every Monday night from 8 to 10. And during the show, the Barbasol phone lines are open. Number to call is 573-383-1903. Save that in your phone. And that way you can plan and can share your thoughts and ideas with us here on the show, and keep yourself out of the tunnels. All right, for those that are the first time listeners or maybe forgot, I don't know, that is our penalty bonder. This is usually Christina's favorite part of the show because the penalty is where Christina picks the knucklehead from the sports week and puts them in the penalty box. And this week, via text from a remote location, because I am like Kyle Larson tonight without Cliff Daniels, she has sent me her penalty box pick. Let's see. Do we have a drum roll? I think we do, don't we? Drum roll going on. If you follow Christina on social media, you know who tonight's pick is. And it is Austin Dillon. Because she just wanted to see Austin Dillon get his butt yesterday at New Hampshire. Multiple text messages about wanting to see fights. At one point, I finally responded, I said, tell me you miss hockey without telling me you're missing hockey. Because she wanted to see fights. I said, you should have went to Jennerstown because, I got some tea on that. I wish we would have called it in. We could have asked her how Saturday night went at Jennerstown. There was a fight then Saturday night at Jennerstown. I've been to Jennerstown multiple times over the last 5 or 6 years. Never seen a fight. Not once. I couldn't go this past Saturday. We had a car. I took old White Sugar out to a car show on Saturday. So I couldn't go the Jennerstown. But I heard there was a fight. So maybe Debbie will call next Monday and let us know exactly what happened. I don't know. Oh, maybe she doesn't care. Christina, she wanted to see yesterday was a fight. She wanted to see Brad Keselowski kick Austin Dillon's butt. Those two, if you didn't watch, had a little run in. Austin Dillon thought Brad Keselowski was trying to reach him, and Brad Austin Dillon remembered Michigan from 17 years ago when Brad Keselowski wrecked him, and so. But Brad didn't know what Austin was doing, so they're bumping each other and banging each other, and it was the big mess. So for that, Austin Dillon will be in our penalty box this week for till next Monday. So that is your box pick. Remember, throughout the week, you can tweet us and Facebook mess us, or you can tell us what you think the penalty box pick should be, or you can call in the night of the show. You can give your penalty box suggestion. Christina will take those throughout the week, or on Monday when you call in, she'll write them all down. She'll look at them. If your pick is better than who she had, then she might pick yours, and you could win a Barbasol prize if she picks your penalty box pick. So be sure to get those in throughout the week and let us know. This has been another penalty box segment. We don't have anybody to bring you the penalty box segment. So if anybody out there, business owner, maybe just a casual listener, you want to donate to the show, we could do the penalty box presented by you. We're always looking for sponsors of show, and the penalty box is the one that we need a sponsor for. That has been a staple of this show since the very beginning, and we don't have a penalty box sponsor. We need somebody, some good, to be the penalty box sponsor. So if you know somebody, tell them to reach out to us, let us know. And if you have a penalty box pick, let us know throughout the week. If Christina picks yours, you can win a Barbasol prize. All right, I hope you guys have enjoyed the show tonight. I did my best. I hope you liked it. I'm sorry if you're a Christina fan and you tuned in tonight and you were disappointed. I apologize about that. She will be back next Monday, I'm sure. He's the favorite host of the show by the fans. Christina, if you think about it, shoot up a little prayer for her. Like I said, she's feeling under the weather and could be on tonight. Let's hope she gets better this week and she can be back next Monday. Other than that, that is all I've got for you tonight. I'm going to leave you with some music. Stay tuned in. We've only got about 15 minutes left of the show. I don't have much to talk about unless somebody wants to call in. Otherwise, guys, I'm going to leave with some music. Enjoy the music. Enjoy the rest of your Monday night. Hope you have a great week. Hope you have a great weekend next weekend. Be sure to tune in and watch the World of Outlaws in the All-Stars. Listen to them. Tune to them. Follow them on your Racer app, however you can do it. And the next Monday, we'll give you all the updates of what happened over the weekend. So for my under-the-weather co-host, Christina, of course, I'm your host, Pete. Thanks to all of our sponsors, and thanks to you, all of the listeners, who helped make this show also possible. We realize more than our sponsors. Okay, just as much. Okay, love everybody. But we love you guys, too. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday, 8 o'clock, right here on the Slicks and Six Radio Network. See ya!
To go down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in. Chilling on the dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memories in the headlights, got me reminiscing on the good times. Turning off a real life driving, that's right. I'm hitting Easy Street on the tires. That's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life drive, and that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on my tires. That's right. Thank you.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gone. Like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white.